listen to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.AB.ca.
Joins us once again in studio. And fitting, Dave, you brought in some beers because, you know, Cal and a few other fans, maybe they could use something to calm their nerves right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, we've got some fantastic beers here today. And I see that you've got your, I don't know if it's a playoff beard going, or you got the winter warmer happening here or what, but it's getting thick there.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to grow, you know, I'm just growing it.
Yeah, so that's good.
Lazy
that's good.
Right now.
Yeah,
I'm not, close to you yet, but it's it's coming along.
Yeah,
it's a little speckled.
That's
so,
good.
You know,
good.
What
that's
can
good.
You do? So, no, it's good.
Yeah, well, we brought in some fresh hopped beers today. This is a fantastic time of year. I love this time. It's very short window, and we get these fresh hopped beers. So what that means, typically hops, when the brewers get them, it either comes in, you know, a pellet form or it's been, you know, super dried already.
Okay.
But when you get fresh hops, you get all that great lupulin in there, which is that, you know, yellowish kind of, that's where you get all the oils and aromas and flavors from in the hops.
Okay.
And they're still wet, so you get all the oils and stuff to get in it. So you get this really, you get the best of the best of the hops. Now, they also don't stay fresh very long, so it's important to get these into the beer within like 24 hours of them being picked off.
Really?
The vine.
Oh, okay.
So these are, so we've got like six of the finest examples and some really cool examples.
Of fresh hopped beer.
Of fresh hopped beer.
I've never even heard
and
of fresh hopped
they
beer.
They are, you know, it's always, you know, super low quantity because, you know, the fresh hops, again, very, very difficult to get.
Woo.
But you're going to smell like right off the bat. The smell is really intense on all of these here.
Okay, so we're starting out with houseplants.
Yeah, so we're starting off.
West Coast Pilsner.
This is the Establishment Houseplants. Now, fresh hops are typically always IPAs, and Establishment's done a really cool Pilsner, but with these sort of West Coast style hops. So we're getting that really great, you know, basically, you know, Pilsner, you know, malt background, but with those really intense West Coast piney hops. Oh, and you can see, like, the smell of it.
And,
is
and
so
even,
fantastic.
Like, it just tastes way crisper than a lot of other beers. Is that what fresh hop? I didn't even know there was such a thing, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd like to know, out of our listeners, how many of you knew there was, like, fresh hop? Like, that was a thing that you had 24 hours to make the beer in. I never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know, the difference between, you know, fresh hops and dried hops and pellet, like, it's incredible, too, just the aroma.
Yes.
There's very few people that even use whole hops because they take up a lot of space, obviously. There is a in Bend, Oregon, Deschutes uses fresh hops still, or not fresh hops, but they use, you know, whole hops, and they have a particular refrigerator that's just these massive bales of hops that are, you know, like 6 feet, 8 feet tall, you know, 10 feet wide. They're massive bales. And you open that door to that thing and you're just blasted with the aromas of it. It's fantastic.
All right. Okay.
So, that's our Establishment West Coast Pilsner. So really cool for a Pilsner, getting something just a little bit different and getting all that brightness in there with the hops.
Well, I have to say the next one I like simply for the can.
Yeah. So this is a Cannery.
Cannery Brewing.
These are out of Penticton.
Yeah.
And, so we're moving up from a 5% beer into a 6% beer, and they've gone into a pale ale. And that's why they call this one an extra pale ale. So extra sort of means it's a little bit lighter in the malt. It's not as dark as a lot of pale ales are. But this one here, they've used mosaic hops at super peak freshness. So you're going to get that tropical fruit, citrus, pine aromas, just bursting with that harvest
season.
It's
got a slight little aftertaste to it.
Yeah, you'll get that you'll get that bitterness aftertaste of the hop. It'll linger there with you for a while.
Yeah, because it doesn't taste at all bitter when you drink it, but then the aftertaste is a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like, this totally, they smell very different than any other beer I've had.
Wow. You know, and that is just a classic West Coast style, you know, extra pale ale. You know, that's a really, now that's a flavor that, you know, we used to get when IPAs were coming out and these, you know, big pale ales before. And as time's gone on, they've sort of been drowned out by these hazies and stuff like that. This is getting back to what, you know, what they were several years ago. It's really exciting to see that.
So like fresh hops are very different than dried. So they normally, other beers will use dried hops?
Dried hops or pellets even.
Right.
So just like they're literally just a small little pellet, like you'd get for feeding your rabbit or whatever.
And they're called like pellet hops?
They're just pellet hops, yep. Yeah, so they're just super dried and compacted into pellets. If you ever use those people that barbecue with Traeger, get those Traeger pellets or those pellets for wood stoves, about the same sort of size generally and things like that.
Yeah, okay.
Same tech to get them out into that.
So now we're going to go to the Fields of Plenty.
Yeah, Fields of Plenty, Small Gods. This is a Fresh Hop Island Pale Ale. So this is, these guys are out in on the island. And Whistle Boy, this is a really great example of beers and fresh hops right off of vines in the
God,
BC Valley.
God, that tastes really good.
Right? So back down to a little bit 5%.
Yeah.
You see, it's a little bit darker in the body, like in the color from the cannery one.
Not much. Like they just, fresh hops, like I know this is going to sound maybe dumb, but they just taste, like the beer tastes fresher and crisper than a lot of other ones.
Yeah.
All of them. Wow.
Yeah, this is a super
exciting time. Like, why are fresh hops not more popular? Because they're so hard to make?
Well,
you only have a limited time?
The season is so short, right? Okay. And you have to get, really picking hops. There's only a few days of hop harvesting season. So,
okay. That's why you can't. And then, so is there only a certain time of year then when you get, like, when do they normally make them?
So, this is just now. These are just coming out.
So this will last basically until the end of November, then they're done?
Totally. If they'll come in.
In store. Wow. So anybody out there, if you want to try the fresh hop beer, you literally got it's a small window of time.
And it is best to try it now when it's fresh too.
Yes.
Like even if you put this in the can and hold on to it for
eventually
3, 4, or 5 months,
yeah,
it's not going to be the same when you open it.
Yes.
It's like that extra aroma and the flavor is going to go away. It's going to fade over time. So get into it now. This is the way to go.
All right. Okay. I'll trust you.
So, now we're moving on to category 12. So this is all about Centennial hops. Now we're getting into an IPA here. And so those Centennial hops, they're going to bring that balance of citrus and floral, pine notes, and crisp, clean bitterness. So these hops were picked right in the Chilliwack Valley, brewed on the same day. So give it a go.
The fresh hop IPA. Fresh hop number IPA. 93, the Nuge.
They
should have called it that. They should have called it the Nuge.
They should have called it the Nuge.
What are they thinking?
Right?
They're from BC. Nuge is from BC.
He is from BC.
But they should have had this because it's number 93. Now, the Nuge, I don't know if there's a copyright on that or not, but should have tried it. Hop, IPA, the Nuge, number 93. That's fantastic. The can because the green's my favorite color.
Oh, that's fabulous. Oh, a little bit more body to it with the IPA, with that.
Yes.
Indian pale ale style compared to the pale ale.
Yeah, it doesn't have as much. Ooh.
Ooh.
Gosh.
Yeah. Just, and a little bit.
I have no joke. Any of our people who are beer drinkers, you got to try some
of these.
I've honestly never had a beer this fresh in my life.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was such a thing, and I don't repeat that three times, but it's true. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the can here, one.
Now we're going to polyrhythm.
High fidelity Cryo Fresh IPA. Strong beer, 6.9.
6.9, yeah. So this Cryo Fresh, so this is like
Strutty couldn't handle this beer.
Too much for Strutty. Wait till we get to the next one.
Oh, really?
So these ones, the hops are actually, it's a new technology. So they flash freeze these hops.
It smells very weird.
They're designed to mimic the intensity of the wet hops. So they're. This is brewed with organic floor malted Pilsner from Hogarth Malting here in Alberta. It's layered with Citra hops throughout the fermentation and juicy aromatics. And those Cryo hops are just all that concentrated lupulin, which is that yellow waxy substance we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I'll be honest, it tastes way better than it smells.
Yes, and sometimes this is one
where don't smell it with your mouth open. Maybe just drink it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does not smell.
Oh,
great,
yeah. So that's that. That's that fresh, dank. Hop. If you go back to the houseplants, has that really similar, flavor for the profile to it as that smell in that high fidel, but it's just not quite as intense.
Yes. Yeah, no, the high fidel is.
Oh, yeah. And some people love that smell. And now, if you like your green stuff.
Yeah, see. Yeah, you know what? Actually, now that you say that, that's maybe why it's called high fidelity. Okay. I get it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
All right.
But that flavor is.
Yeah, Spicoli would love this one.
You know what I'm talking about. Absolutely.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Now that you say that, it's totally a little
Gungy. Yeah.
Oof.
And so,
and then we got last here.
Last
we got
but the, not least. So this is the Driftwood Sartori Harvest Fresh Hop IPA.
Again, this is the, like this, they're killing it with some of these cans.
This is
me,
the
man.
Crown jewel of fresh hop beers. So
oh,
this,
really?
This is Driftwood Brewing.
Really sounds a little bit darker.
Out on the,
it's
out
like
on
a
the,
amber.
On, yeah. And this is out on, they're out on the island. And they get these hops freshly harvested from the Sartori hop farm. They get flown in, and they are into the beer in well under 24, like closer to 12 hours typically. They are rush flown in for this once a year.
I didn't know this is such a process.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's amazing.
And it's expensive, and so it is a lot of process. They put in an incredible amount of hops into these things too to get to get all that in there. I think you'll see. Some of these, it's nearly 100 kilograms of fresh pick hops sometimes for some of these. That's an awful lot of hops to go into a vat, right?
Yeah.
So this beer here, super limited every year. And for years, we couldn't even get it here in Alberta. We just started getting it in the last few years, which is really, really exciting because it was always one of my favorite. And I used to have to get my parents on the island to buy me a 12 pack of the, when they used to be in the bomber bottles and bring it to me at Thanksgiving kind of thing. Hmm. But, so this is it. This is a 7%. It's a big beer, but just full bursting of flavor.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and that aroma.
Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, after dank fidelity there. No, mm-hmm. The aroma is good, but the taste is, it's top notch, man.
That is top.
Although I still think the number 93 is my fave.
It's really great, yeah.
Of those, and the fields of plenty. God,
yeah,
they're
all good. They're
some
all
real
great.
Good choices.
Like
in
this
there.
Sartori, to me, I mean, this is my favorite out of all. It has been for years, and it's always a little bit different every year, right? It's a crop, so it's always going to be just a little bit different, a little bit changing, depending on weather and all those sorts of things. So. This is a
so you're
really
gonna have
great
these in store
year.
Like do you got a six pack of this or
no we don't have a six pack they're all singles right now
singles.
But they're six pack or singles or four packs at the OG singles more so at the Otwell but if you want to make a four pack
and they're literally there for probably 3 weeks
they'll like maybe be there for another couple weeks
okay so anybody out there you want to try the fresh hops so just stop in ask them say hey I want to try some of your fresh hop beers.
Exactly. We're super lucky. We get a lot of this stuff allocated to us. So we're guaranteed to get it and get it in for as much as we can for long. So, it's there. Get into it. Get into it now.
It is. Any of our beer drinkers out there, if you just like a little bit crisper, fresher, it is very good.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Ooh, very good.
Very good.
Love it. Dave, good stuff, buddy. I like it. Something I've never tried before. It's very good.
More learning today. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Love it.